Tell me if this sounds familiar to you. You get an idea about doing something like waking up early and hitting the gym before you go to work. You set your alarm, and for the first couple of days, you're able to hit the gym. And then it happens. That initial excitement of getting a workout no longer seems fun or even possible. Your brain tells you that you could sleep for an extra hour. You've been working so hard and you deserve to take a break, so you decide to sleep in. The next day, you feel the same resistance to waking up and doing that workout. Instead of getting up and getting the workout done, which was originally the plan, you seem to be perfecting the art of hitting the snooze button. Well, if this sounds like you, then you and I are exactly the same. For years, I used to have the exact same pattern. In this episode, I want to share with you the single secret to working on goals without relying on external motivation. So let's get into it. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Actionables podcast. If you're a regular listener, then you know how much I appreciate you tuning back in. In case you are a first-time listener, my name is Peyton. Welcome to this weekly podcast that can help you work on your life goals in the simplest way possible. So let's get into today's episode. For years, I used to read all these self-help books, and I used to wonder what's wrong with me? Why can't I just do the things I know that I wanted to get done? I was significantly overweight for many years, and even though I wanted to lose the weight, I just didn't know how I was going to lose that weight. The problem wasn't with the intention, the problem was with executing on that intention. So tell me if that sounds familiar to you. Without knowing you personally, I know one thing about you. The fact that you're listening to this is indication that you have an intention about doing something like pursuing some goal. You may already have started towards it, or you may be waiting to start. Either way, I know that you've got the intention. Now, I say this with a lot of love. Additional information is not what you need. My friend, you know this already. You already know what you need to get done. The only reason you may not already be doing those things is because you may be thinking, what if it doesn't work out? Now, of course, there can be a number of reasons why you aren't doing what needs to be done, but let's just go with the primary example that you find it difficult to stick with things after a couple of days. Now, here's what I have learned. When you start to do something new, it's going to be difficult. I don't know why most people don't anticipate this. Most of us begin pursuing something without fully acknowledging that it is going to get tough after a while. Most times, you may start something with an excited frame of mind without fully comprehending the challenges that will come with it. I'm guilty of the same. When I finally started to get healthy, I didn't pay much attention to the challenges. I didn't even think about it, and this cost me dearly in terms of energy and time. Without anticipating challenges, you may start, but you may find it extremely difficult to stay on track with your goals. What can help you to anticipate your challenges is to plan ahead for the difficult times. Of course, you are not going to be able to plan for every difficulty, but you can certainly be prepared for most of them. So this is where having a process to work on your goals can help you. Without having a process to work on your goals, you're essentially winging it, and that rarely works. I speak this from experience that every goal I have pursued and achieved in my life so far, I have gone through the same pattern of being excited, unprepared, and finally, having had enough, I have yielded to create a process to work on my goals. Think about it. The job that you are currently doing, there are several processes. This is by design so that things work smoothly. So it makes sense to create a process that will help you to work on your goals. Having a process provides you with clarity and focus. Developing a process allows you to clearly define and focus on the steps required to achieve your goals. By breaking down your goals into manageable steps, you can create a roadmap to help you with your actions and ensure that you stay on track. Second, if you have a process in place, you have accountability. And that can help you to sustain your motivation and be on track as you have a set of guidelines to follow to reach your goals. You further improve your efficiency by having a process in place that you can streamline your efforts and optimize your resources. This will help you to work more effectively towards what you want to achieve. A well-designed process should be both flexible and adaptable, allowing you to adjust your approach as and when needed. So this way you can stay open and responsive to changes in your specific situation. Overall, creating a process to work on your goals can help you stay focused and effective as you work toward achieving your goals. Now that you know that you should consider having a process to work on your goals, let's discuss a few ways how you can get started to creating your own process to work on your goals. Here are some steps that you can follow to create a process for working on your goals. Number one, identify your goals. Make sure that you clearly define what you want to achieve and you're not chasing some goals that aren't meaningful to you. Make sure that whatever it is that you are pursuing are 100% your goals and not goals that you think you should be pursuing or are expected of you. Second, create a plan. Break your goals down into smaller, actionable tasks and create a plan of when and how you want to work on those things. Number three, prioritize working on your goals at a designated time and place. This way, you give yourself the advantage of getting used to working on your goals and building automaticity. Number four, create milestones. The fastest way for you to go off track while pursuing a goal is to not celebrate your wins. Mindfully create milestones into your plan so that you can constantly acknowledge your efforts toward your goals. Number five, track your progress. Now, we have spoken about this several times that you need to have a tracking metric in place when it comes to how do you judge how far you have come with a goal and how far you still need to go. So it can be as simple as writing down your progress, if not on a daily basis, but certainly on a weekly basis. Number six is stay flexible. Be open to making adjustments to your plan as you work through it and be prepared to make changes. The more resistant you are and you're more adamant about doing things a certain way, I think that can create a lot of friction, which is unnecessary. And finally, number seven is review and adjust. Regularly review your progress and make adjustments to what is working and double down on the things that are and let go of things that are causing you unnecessary frustration. So these are a few ways to get started to create a process of working on your goals. With that, it's a wrap on this episode. Let me know if this helped you. You can DM me on Instagram at lifecoachpaden. Before I go, I want to remind you that Strategy for Goals, which is our flagship program, is coming soon to you. It is a live workshop where I'll be working with you directly to help you create a strategy for your goals. So you want to sign up and be on the waitlist so you get exclusive access and benefits. The link is mentioned in the description, so don't forget to get on the waitlist. Till next time, remember, what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Talk to you soon.